Welcome back to Chet Anderson Stadium. Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Beavers dropped this one 52-19, joined by the head coach, Jeff Teschen. Jeff, 24-0 at the half. You get it back to five. You guys had to be feeling pretty darn good about yourselves.
Well, you know, it's kind of a three-phase game. We got way behind, which we're very disappointed in. Very proud of the way they came back, and we're knocking on the door to go ahead, and we throw the interception, and then all of a sudden we let it get away again. So kind of three big periods of the game, and I'm excited. I'm very proud of the way the guys battled back, disappointed the way we started and finished, though.
It looked like offensively in the first half you just couldn't get things going. The wide receiver and quarterback miscommunicating, just nothing going right for you in that first half.
Yeah, we didn't play very well there, and we were running some option pretty well. Then all of a sudden we miss a pitch, and we're third and long, and had guys open, and Jordy struggled, didn't hit the guys that were open. They were the same routes we were throwing when we made the comeback. We just weren't completing them, and that was a frustrating spot, and that's why we switched and gave Shields an opportunity, and he did a great job leading the team back.
Well, Coach, you got some great plays out of some of your youngsters tonight. Of course, Blake Holder with a huge play for you. How do you think your freshmen look so far this season?
They're growing up. We got to get those guys the ball. We knew they were playmakers. We didn't have Juwan Richard last week, and we had him, for a touchdown. We had him for a couple other ones. He was open, and we missed him. And Blake did a nice job of he's a big, strong kid. And again, hits his first ball game or the second ball game his first year out there playing. And we're excited to get him to transfer here. We worked hard because we knew the big play capability. And we kind of just got to get off to a better start. You can't get down that many points and expect to win. And I was very proud of the kids. But, just one of those deals. We just didn't quite get her done.
Never thought that I would see a BSU team under your tutelage, Jeff, run 81 plays in a game, but you look at the combined stats, there were 174 plays and over 800 yards of offense. This is the nature of college football right now. Your defense has put a lot of pressure on a lot of quarterbacks over the years, and when they're that tired, that really negates a lot of what you guys want to do, don't they?
It does. We want to play fast, but we need to run the ball better, and then you get that far behind, and you're forced to just chuck it up more, and then we got it close. We sprinkled some runs in, and you can see that you can do it, but we just haven't been able to run effectively when we need to or when we want to. It can't be at end of the game or off of a turnover or something. So we got to improve there. But it's really not you're right, it is the nature of the game. It's not really what we want to do. We want to play faster than we have in the past, but we still have to have a semblance of ball control, in some shape or form. But I don't know. You're right. It is amazing how many plays were run.
Well, and quick hitters can change the course of the game. Obviously, you get two plays back-to-back, long touchdowns that get your team right back in the football game, but it's hard to sustain that through 60 minutes.
Yeah, well, who knows? I mean, they may get under a little bit of pressure. We score and set the interception, and, we get ahead right there. Then, look at the difference. Mm-hmm. They're behind, and, I mean, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to keep chucking it up, but hopefully they're feeling a little pressure, and they make a few mistakes like they did as we started coming back. They're human, too. It just was just a bad break that we got that one picked.
Jeff, we will see you next week in Fayette.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Jeff Tesch, head coach of the BSU Beavers, with us on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Our final here, 52-19.